This is Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhyakanda, chapter 2, 180. He's explaining to his aptagan, his intimate friends, about, they said, what's wrong? He said, I'm feeling endless distress because I lost the treasure of my life, Kanai. And then, in other words, he lost Krishna. Krishna, he found Krishna, then he lost him. And then he goes on to explain the details of that boy that he lost, or that treasure that he lost. In the next 4 or 5 verses, he explained how he had visited some place. He was walking from here and there, Mahaprabhu, and he came to Kanai Natashala, and there he had an experience. He had an experience with Krishna. He saw Krishna. So he's describing the Sakshat Darshan, like someone might say, do you know I saw something the other day? So what did you see? Oh, I saw this person. What did he look like? Oh, he looked like this. What was he wearing? He was wearing like this. So he'll try to get the details of that person's experience, show and tell. So he's doing the same thing with his friends. He's telling about his Sakshat Darshan of Krishna. And of course, that's from the Adidaivic level, the spiritual level of these verses. It's between Radharani, Lord Krishna's in the mood of Radharani, seeing, having darshan of Krishna. Because Krishna has taken the form of Lord Chaitanya to experience Radharani's love. Tamala shamala eka balaka sundar navagunja sahita kuntala manohar. Vishwambar said, I saw a beautiful boy, blackish like a tamal tree. His enchanting curly hair was decorated with fresh gunja beads. Gunja beads are little white beads, and sometimes they're white, and other times they're red with a little black dot. Now we just read silent. Vichitra mayur pucha shobe torupari jalamala vani manigana lakite naapari. His head, Kanu's head was decorated with a colorful peacock feather. Vichitra mayur pucha. Mayur pooch. I don't mean a dog either, a pooch. Mayur pucha, peacock feather, vichitra, variegated, so many colors and shining. Shobe tarupari, it was very beautiful. Jalamala manigan, the jewels on his body were so bright that I could not see him properly. Hatete mohanavamshi paramasundar charane nupura shobe ati manohar. He held an enchanting flute in his hand, and Kanu's lotus feet were adorned with attractive ankle bells. Nupura. Charane nupura shobhe. They were shining, they were glittering. Ati manohar. Ati manohar means, ati means excessively or completely or absolutely manohar. They completely captivated my mind. They stole my mind just to hear the sound. Those nupura. Runjana, runjana. Runjana, 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 ching, 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 ching. Ati manohar. Nilastamba jini bhuje, ratna alankar, shivatsa kostuba bakshe, shobe monihar. Kanu's arms were decorated with jeweled ornaments, ratna alankar. Nilastamba jini bhuje. And defeated the beauty of blue columns, nilastamba. His arms are like blue stambas, bhuje. His chest was adorned with the mark of shibats, the koshtuba gem and jeweled necklaces. Ki kahiba se pita datira paridhan makara kundala shobe kamala nayan. How can I describe the manner in which Kanu wore his yellow garments? Pita datira paridhan. His makara kundal, his shark-shaped earrings, increased the beauty of his lotus eyes. Kamala Nayan. Amara samipe aila hasite hasite amalangiya pala aila konbite. Kanu smiled as he approached me, and after embracing me, he ran away. Wow. This is all Sakshat Darshan. This is Krishna. Krishna's taken the form of Lord Chaitanya. And now Krishna, the form of Lord Chaitanya, is searching for Krishna. Because he's in the mood of Radharani. It's very esoteric. So now somehow he's had darshan. And Krishna's come and embraced her, Radharani, then ran away. Ki rupe kahena kata Shri Gaura Sundare Tanna Kripa Binata Kebu Jite Pore. Who can understand the mood in which Gaura Sundar speaks except one who is favored by him? So this is obviously, unless one gets the mercy of God, he cannot understand the mind or heart of God. 6.187. Kahite kahite murcha gila vishambhar padila ha krishna bali prithivi upar. Ha Krishna! While speaking in this way, Vishambhar murcha gila. Murcha. He went unconscious and fell to the ground exclaiming, Ha Krishna! Prithivi upar. Ha Krishna! Padila. He fell. Ha Krishna! There's a lot of swooning in this chapter. Incredible states of pure Krishna consciousness Mahaprabhu is experiencing. And how this applies to us, what it's told in scriptures that if one, and we see in first canto of Bhagavatam, if you read the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you see there's a story of Narada Muni. And in that story, he has darshan once of Krishna, only once. Then he feels so much ecstatic and he becomes overwhelmed with separation after he loses the darshan. And then he hears an Akashvani, an aerial voice, where Narayan says, you'll not see me again in this life. But now you will spend your life searching for me. So you actually see God eye to eye, an amazing, incredible darshan. Within the whole life, you think, oh, I saw something so beautiful, so amazing, so extraordinary. I can never forget. When can I see? So then his whole life, he was just searching everywhere. And finally, he gave up his body. Then he was born again as the son of Brahma. And then he became pure devotee of Narayan. And then traveled. He could always go to Vaikuntha or anywhere he could go. And see Narayan anytime he wanted. He became an MP. And have darshan of the Prime Minister anytime. So this is what may happen to us someday, that we may have one momentary darshan, sakshat darshan of Krishna, if we attain pure consciousness. And our consciousness is completely unadulterated with any contamination of this material world. We may see Krishna once, and then we'll have something like this. The Lord may smile, and then we'll be so overwhelmed, we'll fall on the ground and swoon, and we'll cry, and the Lord may pick us up and embrace us, or may speak to us, or may stroke our forehead. And many different things that happen. And then we're seeing the Lord, and all of a sudden he disappears. Oh, Krishna, and then we never see again. Generally, it's told that if someone becomes pure, that they'll make a darshan once. Either the end of life or towards the end of life, or at least in Narada Muni's case, he was a young boy, it was early in his life, he got darshan. And he lived a long life, so he got darshan early and had to go on like that. Text 188. Ate vyate dhare sava Krishna Krishna bhali Stirakari jharilena Sriyangera dhuli. The devotees quickly picked him up as they all chanted, Krishna, Krishna. That's the right mantra. If you're Radharani, then that's the right mantra for you. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey. And if you're Krishna, then the right mantra for you is Radhe, 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 hey. And if you are a devotee of Radha and Krishna, then the right mantra for you is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They picked him up as they all chanted. They pacified him and brushed the dust from his body. Sriyangera Duli. Stira Haya, O Prabhu, Stira Nahi Hai. Kota Krishna Balaya Khandai. Although the Lord was pacified, Vishwambhar could not remain calm. He continuously cried, saying, Kota Krishna, Kota Krishna, Balya Khandai. He's crying, Khandai, Krandan, as you say, Krandan. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Shaneke hoi lastira, Sri Gora Sundar, Sabave hoi lati namra kalivar. After a while, Sri Gora Sundar became calm and exhibited extreme natural humility. His Subhav became very much humble. So this is, prema and humility go side by side. Pride is the enemy of love. In the material world, people so-called say they love, or they have love, or they are love, or they are loving. And they're very proud people, very arrogant, very proud, generally. But in the spiritual circles, this type of pride doesn't have any room. There's no room for such pride. This is the place of the utmost humility. Because what can we offer to God? You're approaching God. What can we be proud of? What can we offer God? We don't have anything. We're so insignificant, and God is so great. So naturally, if we're allowed any connection with Krishna, if we're allowed any access, we're allowed any privilege to do some service, any small service to Krishna in the spiritual domain, then we'll feel ourselves so blessed and so fortunate. Oh, you mean I got a chance? It's like if someone works for the Prime Minister or something, he feels so fortunate. Where do you work? Oh, I work in the Prime Minister's house. Really? What do you do? Oh, I sweep the sidewalks around his garden. He has a garden and he has some sidewalks. Every day I sweep the sidewalks. Wow, you do that? Yeah, I sweep the sidewalks. Oh, you're really lucky. Yeah, I'm really lucky. You feel so much privileged to have any connection with the Prime Minister, even though you're just sweeping the sidewalks. That's not a very good analogy, but it's something like that. The Lord, although He's experiencing such extreme states of ecstasy and Mahabhav, and experiencing Radharani's Madanakya Mahabhav, and everyone's amazed and astounded to see His ecstasies, yet as soon as He comes to external consciousness, He exhibits so much humility. Parama santosha chitta hoila sabha shuniya prabhura bhakti katara prachar. Everyone present became greatly satisfied on hearing Vishwambhar's explanation of his devotional sentiments. Parama santosha chitta hoila sabha. Everyone's chitta, everyone's heart and consciousness became fully satisfied, completely, transcendentally satisfied. Parama santosha bhakti katara prachar. He was giving description of his Save Bali Atmara Sabara Bhara Punya Tumihina Sange Sabe Hailana Dhanya. All the bhaktas said, we are indeed blessed because you have made us most fortunate with your company. So obviously someone is in the company of Lord Chaitanya, especially when he's exhibiting these, revealing his heart. If someone reveals their heart to you, and that person is God revealing His innermost heart to you, you must certainly feel fortunate. Dhanya. Hoilana Dhanya. Most fortunate. Great wealth. The Lord has shared a great secret with us. Rahasya. This is Guya Makyati. He's revealed something very confidential. He's revealed the love of His heart. Who we love in our heart, we don't tell everyone who that is. That's a very secret thing. Who is our lover? Who is our... Just like in spiritual circles, generally, a shishya is not supposed to tell the mantra, guru mantra. You should never tell anyone your guru mantra. And you usually never tell anyone the name of your guru. Traditionally, you don't say. Of course, in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we say. But other lines of spiritual pursuit, if someone says, do you have a guru? He said, yes. And you say, what's his name? He said, I can't say. It's a very confidential thing. In the Vedic culture, certain things were confidential. One thing that was confidential was your birth, your time of birth. You never tell anyone your time of birth because they can do a chart. Mm-hmm. They can do a chart and then they can control you through tantric or manipulating the planets and do tantric. So in the Vedic times, in the old times, you would never tell, no one would ever tell anybody their chart. It's a very secret thing. No one tells the name of their guru also, or the guru mantra. Tumi sange jaratara vaikunte ki kare tileke tamara sange bhakti phala dhare. For one who associates with you, Vishambhar, what is the value of Vaikuntha? A single moment with you yields the fruit of devotion. So this is the power of a premi bhakta, a braj bhakta. His Mahaprabhu is in Braj Bhav, his Ishtadev is Kanai, Kanu, the Lord of Vrindavan. This is his Lord, and he describes how beautiful he is, and he's revealed that Lord of his heart. So they're saying, oh, what is the value of Vaikuntha? Vaikuntha is nothing. That's where Chaturbhuj Narayan is worshipped, Lakshmi Narayan. And only in Vaikuntha you can find 2.5 rasas. In Vaikuntha there are only 2.5 rasas available. There is Shantaras and Dasiras and half of Madhurya Ras. Madhurya Ras in Vaikuntha, the Madhurya Ras means conjugal love between man and woman, in this case Lakshmi Narayan. And it's called half because it's Swakya, married Ras, not even full. There's no Parakya there. And it's only 2.5 rasas. There's Shanta and Dasya. There's no Saki Ras. There's no friendship. There's no buddies of Narayan. And there's no mother of Narayan. Who's the mother of Narayan? There isn't any. Who's the father in Orion? There isn't any. So there's no Vatsalya Bhav. There's no Gopal Narayan. There's no Shishu Narayan. Narayan Kumar Narayan. Narayan Kumar. Krishna Kumar. He's always a big guy. So there's Shantaras, which is passive adoration, Shant. And then there's Dasya. So many people are serving him and fanning him and offering artik and so many things. And worshipping. So that's Dasya. Then there's Madhurya. So there's no Sakya, no Vatsalya. But in Braja, all five rasas are there. Shanta, Andasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. And not only Madhurya, but there's Swakya and Parakya. Parakya means paramour love. Means you have husband and you have another lover. It's called paramour, paramour, extra amour. So all five rasas are there, fully displayed. So here is Rasaraj Mahabhav. Rasaraj Sri Krishna and Mahabhav Radharani. Rasaraj Krishna and Mahabhav Radharani combined in one form, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So they're saying, well, if we're with you, what's the value of Vaikuntha? A single moment with you yields the fruit of devotion. Tilak, tileke means a sesame seed, a tila, like til, you say til?
Til.
Tilkatail. Tilkatail means sesame oil.
Yes.
Oil of the sesame, tilka tail, or that's the kind of tail you have. No, it's a tilka tail. You have a sesame tail.
Black
color
thing. Yeah.
You have a tail made of sesame seeds. Anupalya tomara amara sarvajan sabaranayaka haya karaha kirtan. The Bhakta said, Mahaprabhu, we are all dependent on you. May you lead us in kirtan. Pashandira bhakya dagda sharira sakal tomara e prema jale karaha shital. Shital, prem balm. You heard of shital? Shital, prem balm. So here that shitala. Our bodies are burning from the fiery words of the atheists. Remember we said earlier that we said vish. Vish means poison. Poison means fire. So lust is fiery. Anger is fiery. When you're angry, you get fiery. You say fiery things. You stupid this, that. I don't know why I married you to begin with. My father didn't arrange it. I would have never married you. You stupid. Get out from here. You know. This is an arranged marriage. There's definitely no love here. You're lucky I'm staying here. If you don't, you know, give me one more chance, I'm out of here. If I had anywhere to go, I'd leave tomorrow. You know, sometimes wives get hot. Right? Not you. In the movies, I heard. So this is hot words because of hot anger. So the atheists, they're burning. I mean, they're fiery words. It says, Pashandira vakye dagda sharira sakal. He said that our sharira sakal are dagda. Dagda means burning. From the vakya, Pashandi vak. Pashandi Vak. Vak means Vag. Vag means...
Words.
Yeah, Vag is the goddess of speech. Vagishvari. She's a controller of speech. So Pashandi. Pashandi means atheist. Our bodies are burning from the fiery words of the atheists. Please reveal us with the cool waters of your love. Well, there you go. Shital Prembam. So this is the beginning of Shital Prembam. Shital Prembam began in Gaur Lila. And Madhya Kanda chapter 2, verse 195. This is the Shastric proof. The Prem Jali Shitala. Shitala Prembam. The bomb. What is the bomb? It's a liquid bomb. Right, there's some bombs are made of liquid. You get these bombs that are liquid. And you rub it on, and sometimes cream, sometimes you know, liquid can also be like mosquito repellent can be cream or it can be liquid. So bombs are all sprays and liquids they have. So this is Shito pain bomb, Shito prem bomb. Shito's cooling. It says Tomara e prema jale kara shital. Right, it's right. Here's the Shastric praman for my statement. Remember, I was talking about Shito. So next time you do a Govardhan Parikraman, they say Shital Pain Bomb, you should think Shital Prem Bomb. And what is the Prem Bomb? It's the mercy of Mahaprabhu, the Prem Jali. Prem Jali, it's a liquid bomb, right? Heart pain, mind pain, use Shital Prem Bomb. Santoshe Sabara Prati Karya Ashwas Chalilena Matta Singha Praya Nijavas. Thereafter, Lord Vishambar happily solaced everyone. Santosh Sabara Pratikarya Ashwas. And returned to his house like a maddened lion. Chalilena, Chalo, like you're going to do the same thing right about now. Chalo, Chalilena, Matta Singha Praya Nijavas. Nijavas means he went to his own house, his pad. His Nijavas. Nijavas means he went to his own place. And what was his mood? Praya. Praya means almost, like, similar to. Like Vaishnava Praya. It's almost like a Vaishnava. So he was Singhapaya. Singhapraya. What kind of an ordinary lion? A mad lion. Right? What does it say? What does it say in Bengali?
Matta.
Matta. You know what matta means? Matta means mada. You say, Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mada. Matsarya, right? Lust, anger, greed, madness, or intoxication. Mada. Mada means intoxication. Like, and then Mad, like Mad. Is it Mad or Mad? Long A or short? Mad.
Mad.
Short or long?
Short.
Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mad. Mada. So it's short. So Mada means, Mad means intoxication. Intoxication. So when you take a bottle of whiskey, what happens? You become intoxicated. And when you're intoxicated, you say all kinds of mad things and do all kinds of mad activities. Like you go to the rooftop of the Oberoi and you jump off. So this is a situation here that he's become mad. Matta Singha Praya Nijavas. So why is he mad? Why is Lord Chaitanya mad? Almost, he's almost like a mad lion. He's very angry. Why? The devotees are very happy to see his ecstasy. They're asking him to lead us in kirtan. And they say their bodies are burning from the fiery words of the atheist. And then please relieve us with the Shital Prem Bomb, the gel bomb, the watery bomb of your words, of your love. Because that is a real bomb. That's a real relief. A life without love is not worth living. It's a very painful life. But if you have love, then you have real relief. So they're saying, please relieve us. We're burning. We're burning. Dagda means burning. Dagda sharir sakal. All of our bodies, sakal means sub. Sub. Sharir. Our bodies are burning. From what? What's burning me? The words. Your words are burning me. Of course, this is different than what Jesus preached. Jesus preached, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. You come with sticks and stones, you can break my bones, but whatever you say, your words don't affect me. But that's Christ, Jesus' Leela. Jesus' Leela is different than Gaur Leela. He doesn't have much, you know, soft heart or something. But the Bhaktas, the Gaur Bhaktas are very soft hearted. They're saying, these fiery words are burning us. This Pashandivakya, Dagda Sharir, Sakala. The fiery words of the atheists are burning us. Hey, you stupid! Why don't you worship Durga? Why, you stupid guys, you Vaishnavas, sit around and read the Bhagavatam and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. What is this nonsense? Worship Durga. What? Ma is supreme. She's She's a mother. She's a mother of this universe. Guru Ma, Durga Ma, Jai Mata Di. Jai Mata Di. What are you doing all this Hare Krishna stuff? This is nonsense. You should be a Shakta, not a Bhakta. So they speak so many hard words on us, and we feel some affected by that. So we're burning. So what's the opposite of hot? Cool? So when you're burning, how do you put out a fire? With water. What is the name for water in Bengali?
Jal.
So what kind of jal do they want to put out the fire? Prem jal. So two things happen. The jal puts out the fire, and it's also very cooling, because it's cool water. Prem jal, shital. Prem jal, shital. Prem jal, shital. So it's a shital prem balm. So now that's what they're asking for. They're trying to buy one 25 cc package. Shital prem balm. 10 cc, 25. Baro package, chota pack. Chota pack, 10 cc. Baro pack, 25 cc. Kamar dard, pate dard, sheer dard. Sheer dard, kamar dard, pate dard, sheer dard, kamar dard, pate dard, sheer, head dard, head pain, whatever.
Headache.
So now why is he Matasingha Praya? Why is Vishwambhar gone home now like almost like a mad lion? Why is he like mad like a lion? He's angry because we hear in the Shastras that one should use anger. What's the proper use against anger? What's the proper use of anger?
Use it when devotees are blaspheming.
If someone comes to blaspheme devotees or to break the deity form or to blaspheme the Lord or crash the temple, then we can use the anger against them.
Yes.
And crack them on the head or beat them up or chase them away. Or if someone's beating up a devotee or picking on a devotee, then we can express our anger towards them and say, hey, these Krishna's devotees. Love me, love my dog. So if you love God, we also love his devotees. So if you're hurting a devotee, you're hurting God. You're attacking a devotee, you're attacking God. So I have to defend them. So now the Lord, as the devotees feel like that's towards the Lord also feels like that towards the devotees. Oh, my devotees, this Pashandivak. This words of these atheists are burning. I'm mad. I'm mad like a lion. So he's going home. So this is a very interesting, very dramatic moment in this Lola the Leela. Next time we'll give class, we'll continue from there. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki. So now Lord Chaitanya, they're asking him to lead us in kirtan. Everyone's saying, all right, you're in this ecstasy, you lost your kanai, your kanu, and he's so beautiful, and you had your sakshat darshan, and you're feeling intense pain of separation from your kanu. But that's your internal ecstasy. But do you want to hear how we feel? Well, we're not exactly having all those all these things that you're experiencing isn't exactly what we're experiencing. You know what we're experiencing? Pashandivak. Not very transcendental. We're not seeing a beautiful boy with long curly hair and beautiful lotus eyes and beautiful blue arms like a tamal tree and all these things. But we're just hearing all the pinching, biting, fiery, envious words of the atheists are burning our hearts and minds. And we would really like you to start your kirtan movement. Please start your Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Because he hasn't started the Sankirtan movement yet. These are the preliminary steps leading to that, preliminary pastimes, introductory pastimes. So these are there's some foreshadowing being used here. You're getting some indication, oh, this is about to come. Because they're saying, Sabara Nayakahai Karaha Kirtan. Please lead us in Kirtan. And this is the only way that we'll get success. Start your Sankirtan movement. And then now the Lord's very angry. And then we'll find out what happens later.